Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God has made a difference between that which is holy and that which is profane. We see this first mentioned in the Scriptures when the Lord would bring Israel out of Egypt. We see it again mentioned when the Lord set apart a priesthood of the house of Aaron and established a pattern for them to follow. We see it once again mentioned in reference to the dietary laws which the Lord gave to Israel. It is clear from what we read in the New Testament about the vision which the Lord gave to Peter in the book of Acts that he did not in reality have a particular regard to steak or ham, chickens or crows, but rather to the setting apart of a people in the earth to manifest the glory of his grace and their redemption. We further see in Peter's vision that this setting apart of this particular people was not because of their human bloodlines, but rather according to his purpose, wherein he loved the people in Christ Jesus and chose them that they might be holy and without blame before him. This separation or sanctification of his people from the population of the world in general is manifested in this world in the form and object of their worship. The Lord plainly declared this truth to the woman at the well in Samaria when he said, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Cain is a type of the natural man who has neither part nor lot in the kingdom of heaven. He sought to worship God on his own terms and became angry when it was revealed to him that God had no regard unto him or that which he offered. In fact, he became so incensed at the sovereign prerogative of God to show mercy to whom he would that he killed his own brother, hoping again that by destroying the heir of the promise that he might gain it for himself. Cain's religion was of the earth, or fleshly, and he sought to gain favor with God by presenting to him the fruits of his own labor, which he had produced with the sweat of his own brow. I'm sure he was proud of that which he brought to the Lord, assuming that with such the Lord would be pleased. Yet the Lord had no respect unto the offering which Cain brought, primarily because he had no respect unto Cain as the figure of the heirs of destruction. Because Cain in his offering had no respect unto the blood sacrifice that was necessary for a sinner to approach unto God. The Lord had respect unto Abel's offering primarily because he had respect unto Abel as the figure of the heir of the promise, which is Jesus Christ. As Abel was a figure of the heir of the promise, he is that one who is beloved of the Father, the apple of his eye, his beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased, who gave himself as an atonement for sin. As Abel is a figure of the heirs of that same promise, he brought forth not the works of his own labor, but having respect unto the one who should shed his precious blood, brought forth unto God that which was given to him by the mercy of God. The natural distrust and spiritual blindness of man causes him to disregard the word of God and to seek his own method of approach unto God. He is convinced that he can do something which will be pleasing to the Lord. The religion of Cain is easily received by men and is in many respects similar to that which is true. Many who claim to believe the Bible nonetheless rebel at the notion of a God who dispenses salvation solely upon the basis of his grace. The religion of Cain would cause them to have respect unto the good works of men to some degree. The religion of Abel is a place of complete rest and reliance in that which is performed by Christ alone. The glory of God is the primary goal of it, and the confession that each of its adherents declares is, "God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption."
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.